Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. Stretched over two fronts, the Hindu state lost its numerical superiority, yet Pakistan's rulers offer it peace instead of fighting for the liberation of occupied Kashmir. On April 24, 2021, General Bajwa had a seven-hour-long conversation with the media, revealing backdoor diplomacy between Pakistani and Indian intelligence officials. Pakistan's rulers are well aware that India has lost its numerical superiority on the western border after becoming stretched between Pakistan Army on one front and the Chinese on the northern front. Now, the ratio of Pakistan to Hindu state troops on the line of control has fallen to 1-1, the lowest in history. Yet, instead of mobilizing the eager lions of Pakistan's armed forces for the liberation of occupied Kashmir, the rulers of Pakistan are blindly pursuing the dictates of U.S. President Biden, providing essential support to the Hindu state so that it maintains its brutal occupation of Kashmir. The Hindu state is going through one of the worst crises in its history at the strategic level. For the first time in its history, India shifted its first strike corps from the Pakistan front to the Chinese front, making it difficult for India to defend the Kashmir front, while Pakistan's strong presence across the line of control remains a serious threat. The defiant Muslims of Kashmir are facing a double lockdown, yet strongly rebel against the Hindu state, such that even the pro-Indian political faction is not able to openly support India. India's coronavirus crisis is currently the worst in the world, with Modi facing intense public outrage for exporting vaccines and oxygen when his people need both. The forced integration of occupied Kashmir has become a bone of contention for the Hindu state. While Pakistan has the diplomatic space to enter this disputed area to liberate the Muslims of Kashmiris from oppression, as is our duty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, instead of seizing the golden opportunity, Pakistan's rulers are on Biden's page. The ceasefire agreement on the line of control provides strategic assistance to India while abandoning the Muslims of Kashmir. To disguise American dictatorship in diplomatic language, General Bajwa's vision is portrayed as geoeconomic rather than geostrategic, in order to enhance regional ties with an intensely hostile India, despite fierce resistance from the people of Pakistan and its armed forces. Bajwa's vision is being promoted, even though it is the old American plan for Indian regional dominance, in which the U.S. wants to reduce Pakistan to a state subordinate to India so that the Hindu state can compete with China. In order to achieve this objective, Pakistan's defense budget in proportion to GDP is being reduced. Moreover, the backdoor diplomacy is creating the impression that if the Hindu state restores the old status of Kashmir, then normalization can proceed. Thus, Pakistan's current military and political leadership is an agent of the American vision of a greater India, undermining Pakistan and its armed forces. The animosity of the Hindu mushrikeen against Islam and Muslims is severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسَ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Of all people, you will find the Jews and mushrikeen to be the most hostile to the believers. Surah Al-Ma'idah 82. This is their nature, to which our whole history bears witness. Pakistan's current leadership has openly exposed its pro-American face. All doubts have been dispelled, and it is high time that the sincere within the armed forces mobilize to ruin this American plan by establishing the Khilafah. The sincere officers must grant their Nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir now, so that the lines of Pakistan's armed forces who yearn to participate in the Ghazwa of Hind liberate Kashmir from the worst of the Kuffar, restoring it to the protection by Islam, as is their Islamic duty. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.